Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today's Friday, May 29th. When we come back, we're going to have June.
Yeah.
In the books.
Monday.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. I'm ready for the summer that's coming up, right? They're saying it's going to be pretty hot this weekend.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I know you are.
I would like to go to the pool on Saturday.
Yeah. Do you like to go to the beach at all?
I do, but it's a little bit more of a mission.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people. But
yeah.
And the parking and the traffic, but it's fun, you know. I mean, it's pretty cool atmosphere at the beach.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Any big plans for the weekend other than pool parties?
Yep. I am having a friend sleepover tonight.
Wow.
The three of us are going to go to LACMA and listen to jazz. Then we're going to have dinner. Then we're going to go out. Then we're going to sleep at one girlfriend's house.
Oh, wow. So a slumber party.
Yeah. Then tomorrow, go to the pool and Burke Williams. And then I have plans with other friends tomorrow night.
That's a massage place, right?
Yeah, there's like a steam room and a sauna and all that too. So like we have day passes, you can just go and hang out.
Yeah.
So basically you spend the day like naked with your friends. Mm.
Okay, sounds good. But it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun. You sure know how to live it up.
I do.
Right?
I do. Yeah. And do. Actually, I specialize in having a lot of fun for free.
Yeah.
It's true because LACMA is a free event.
Uh-huh.
So you can go bring a picnic and it's fun. And then you like, I mean, we go to Trader Joe's, so everything's really cheap. And
right.
You can bring wine and stuff. And then Burke William, we have free day passes. So we just go to Burke Williams for free and sit around and.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, you know how to live your life.
I try.
Yeah. Well, you should definitely have like a blog or a book about that, right?
Well, that's how the blog started, like being fancy on a budget. So, yeah, I'm trying
to. Oh, really? So it's something you've done for a long time.
Well, yeah. Like, I've always been this way.
Like find, like special deals and things like that.
Yeah. So originally that's like why I even started the blog was because I would send deals to all my friends and be like, guys, we should do this. And at some point they looked at me and they were like, just start a blog. Tell everybody if you need to. But if we don't, we're not going to do all the things you send us. They're like, tell the internet. We can't do all of these things. So that's how that happened.
Wow. Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
I may actually start driving this weekend because I'm finally going to get my car back today with the signal light fixed.
Amazing.
So I think all the obstacles are out of the way now. I sure
Good.
Hope so.
Good.
You know, so we'll give it a try. But the more I think about it, the more I realize doing it just for money, I don't think you can make a lot. So we'll see. But, you know, I thought like a ride to LAX from here would be like $50, but it's actually between 25 to 30. So that's a good deal for the passengers.
Right.
You know. But, you know, I keep thinking, you know, it's like you never know what destination you're going to go to, right?
Right.
So you get to that destination, you figure, well, maybe I'll pick someone up on the way back. But then they're going to probably ask you to drive farther from where you are. You know, so like if I drive all the way to LAX and then they're like, oh, I need to go to Orange County now. It's like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
So how far are you going to get without, you know, a trip back?
Hopefully it's more than you'd pay in gas and what you make.
Yeah.
So then you're in the profit anyway.
Right.
The only thing is you're putting miles on your car, but if it's not a big deal.
You put miles in your car, and also, you know, you have to figure how much you make in per hour, you know.
Right.
Some people claim 20, some people claim 30, so I don't know.
Well,
it's not a lot of money.
I got a text from Lyft the other day that said people are making $35 an hour, so you may want to also sign up with Lyft.
I've looked at Lyft as well, but you know what? People say all kinds of things, and it really depends. I mean, you know, to make that kind of money, you have to work probably 12 hours every day and, drive a lot, you know. So, because I've been on forums online and stuff, and, you know, when they make all these claims, it's pretty crazy. You know, like Uber says you can make $1,500 a week or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
It is. You know, I think it's if you want to make that or you need that kind of money, you know.
Right. Then you make it full time.
Right.
Yeah.
But if, let's say I didn't have anything to do the rest of the day after the radio show, that would be a great thing to do.
Exactly.
Then you just sit in your car and pocket money. So.
Yeah, exactly. You fill it up and you drive around. And, you know, I mean, if you're not going to do anything anyway, it's not a bad deal. And you can meet people, you know. I just figured, I said, if nothing else, I'll have a lot of stories probably for the show.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear about what happens in your car. Different things happen to different. It's like you never know what you're going to get.
I know. I know. That's funny. But, yeah, we'll see. So today we're going to have a guest on the phone in a few minutes. We're going to talk about relationships again.
My favorite.
Jen's favorite. I actually enjoy talking about this stuff too, you know.
I know.
But what's going to happen when you get hitched up and stuff? I mean, then you're not going to talk about dating anymore?
No, or? I can talk about like my advice or like what my friends are going through.
Okay.
That's what I used to blog about. I used to blog about what all my friends were doing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say their names, but I would use their lives as examples and my opinions on them, which isn't so great because I don't know that everybody wants to read about what I think about them, but it was doing well for quite some time. I'll have to like revisit that, but I don't know. I think that relationships are fascinating regardless of what stage you're in.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I have friends at varying stages. One just got engaged. Another couple is like about to get engaged. The other one is just a friend is waiting to be proposed to and is like, when or if is this going to ever happen? And
wow.
Then other friends that are so far from relationships that it's like interesting.
Yeah. Now, how, I mean, can you say how close she is to being proposed to? I mean, do you know?
Which one?
The one that's waiting to be proposed to.
Well,
like when and if.
I know there will be another engagement this year because her boyfriend told me.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then the other one, I have no idea.
Okay, so it's pretty much...
those are the two I'm actually seeing today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're my wingmen. So actually, what they say is you should go out with girls in relationships because they're the best judgers of other people approaching you. Really? And they're like good wingmen because they don't have any stake in the game.
Right. But why are they good at... telling you what's going on? I mean, just because they're in a relationship?
Yeah, because they also, they know, like, what works in a relationship. And also, like, for you, as their friend, they know, like, well, that guy is just being, you know, that's great for a night. Or that's, like, somebody that you could settle down with because of the things he's telling you. Or they're, like, objective and also, I don't know, that's what they say.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I know that these two particular friends would never let me do anything bad, so...
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You're guardian angels, right?
Yeah.
Keeping you from straying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, what can I say, man? Let's see. This is interesting. Why is this playing here? Let me stop this for a second. There's a video playing. But I guess they're planning a contest outside a mosque in Phoenix for a Muhammad cartoon contest.
What?
Yeah.
Why do they keep doing this?
Yeah, and it's probably the same people, too. Why do they keep doing this? Because they're saying they want to expose Islam for what it is, whatever it is that they're saying. But
do they want to be shot at?
They want to be, to start... Well, look, in America, you can do things like this. They want to show that freedom of speech is under an assault. And... You know, I mean, you know what? They have a point. I mean, they are being confrontational and provocative. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, you know, I mean, what's wrong with a contest? What if they did it like a drawing contest of Obama or something? Would anybody, react to that? Would anybody reject it? I don't think so.
No, but the whole thing about the like it's the same issue over and over again. Like, if these people have a real issue with you drawing Muhammad, why do you have to draw Muhammad? Draw somebody else.
Because the thing is that they feel the response should not be violence to something.
I get it, but it's like pushing the subject at a sensitive time where it like already happened in France, then it happened just recently where there was that whole shooting.
Right.
It's like you're asking for trouble at that point.
No, that's true. But the question is, why will it be trouble in the first
place? Because it is. The time we're in right now is it is.
So that's what they're trying to show.
But here's the thing. If you want to change that, change other things. Don't do it by having another drawing contest. Mm. Go after the issue itself. Don't do it to then react to it. Because then there's going to be a shooting. Then we're going to say, why is there another shooting? Well, because why do you have another drawing contest? Well, how about we like have meetings with people to discuss how we can...
No, but the thing is, Jen, I mean, so are we going to think about everything we do beforehand just because Islam is violent?
I think you can avoid certain things. And a drawing contest for that particular subject matter, I don't think needs to be had again.
Right.
It's like literally saying, I'm testing the trouble that I can start. And I'm going to do this so that then we can get a reaction, so then we can say it's an issue. We already know it's an issue.
Right. But so what's the case when it goes the other way, when they were trying to build the mosque near Ground Zero? Remember, there was a whole thing about that, and they insisted on doing that. But let's come back to this one because our guest is calling in. Okay. And let's go ahead and get that. We're talking to Heather Jones. Heather, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. I called in a few minutes early.
Yeah, that's fine. We always welcome our guests, and we can always continue our conversation later. So thank you for calling in, Heather.
You're welcome. How are you this morning?
We're great. Where are you calling us from?
From Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, you're in Phoenix. We were just talking about Phoenix, about the Muhammad drawing contest. Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about it.
Yeah, they're planning to do a contest of drawing Muhammad outside a mosque in Phoenix. And
wow.
Yeah, so that's going to probably create some news for you guys there. So
stay inside.
Yeah, stay inside. So, well, this is cool. Have you lived in Phoenix all your life?
I am from Colorado. I grew up in Georgia, but I've been in Phoenix now for about the last 10 years.
Oh, okay, cool. So what drew you to Phoenix out of all places?
Well, it was work. It was work-related. I had a job offer, and, and Phoenix is beautiful. I love it here. I love the weather. I love the heat. So, I'll always have a home in Phoenix.
Great. So perfect place for you. Awesome.
Yes, it's the perfect place for me.
Yeah. So, Heather, your website, for those of you wanting to follow us, it's heatherjones.com. Very simple, easy to find. And you're a relationship dating expert, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long have you been doing that now?
Well, you know what? I started writing down ideas and jotting down my experiences back in 2005. So it's been about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I've been documenting my dating experiences for quite some time. And I published my book in 2013, mm-hmm. The Double Standard in Dating, which you can find on my website, heatherjones.com, the link to buy it. And I just, as experiences were happening to me, I just sort of jotted things down or shot an email to myself. And a few years back, you know, I pulled up my email file, and there was an awful lot of information in there. And so I decided to make a book out of it.
That's very cool. So so you wrote a book called The Double Standard. Well, it has the F word there, too. How do you call the book?
The Double Standard in Dating. It's easier, yes.
Yeah, it is. But you should have expected some trouble when you put the F word there, or at least disguised as the F word, you know. But yeah. But that's okay. I've seen books like that also, you know, and they refer to it as F. So F the Double Standard in Dating. There you go. So you released the book in 2013?
I did, in May of 2013, and so it's been a fun journey. I self-published, and, you know, I've had a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my own radio show there for a little while on Voice America Variety Channel, and, it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed this whole process.
Very cool. So what are some of the tips you give in the book? Is this for, it's probably not for women only, right? Is it for guys as well?
Well, it's kind of geared toward women. You know, my target demographic is probably the 18 to 35-year-old woman.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I have a lot of male friends who have read the book, and they love it. Because I give women great tips. You know, I kind of teach women how to be cool and fun and flirty and, you know, kind of have a no-problem attitude and how to date casually without any drama and just enjoying the process and having fun. I try to teach women how to date more like guys do, you know, and be in the moment and just, you know, enjoy the time that you're together. And when it's over and, you know, not make a big deal out of it and create a lot of drama.
So not to envision already a wedding and a family and stuff when you just meet a guy for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we tend to do, and, you know, I'm tossing myself into that category, but, you know, women, we just can't help it, you know, we're kind of born and bred to think about our futures, and, you know, even though, you know, we're working successful women, you know, we're always kind of thinking about, you know, maybe this is the guy, you know, maybe this is the one I'm going to marry, and, you know, we just can't help ourselves.
Right. And then sort of like fit him into the fantasy, into the plans that you have already. So now, so what is the double standard in dating? Explain that to us.
The double standard in dating, sort of in a nutshell, is it's okay for guys to date around and date more than one woman at a time, but it's not okay for girls. You know, when you find out girls are casually dating and women are dating more than one guy at a time and maybe sleeping with more than one guy at a time, you know, we're sort of branded. We get branded, whereas guys get a big pat on the back.
Yeah. Are you talking...
So that's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about being with several partners when you're not in a relationship, right? You're not talking about cheating. You're just talking about someone single who dates a few people. That's very interesting. You know, have you noticed that, Jen? This double standard?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah. Very interesting. Okay, well, what do I know, right?
So, I mean, well, you know, my book teaches you how to casually date. You know, at some point in your life, most every person, most every woman is going to have an opportunity to do some casually dating. Right. Maybe she's in college, you know, she's into her career, she's just gotten divorced and doesn't want to be in a serious relationship. You know, there's, and so I sort of teach you how to navigate the world of casually dating and how not to get your heart broken and how to just have fun with it.
Sounds good. I think people need that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a reality check, you know.
I mean, I think it's hard to teach women, though, to how to have fun because we take everything so seriously. So that makes sense why you would teach that.
We take things so seriously. And, you know, I have to catch myself all the time. I mean, I've written this book, but, you know, I still do it myself. I have to remind myself of my own rules when I'm out there dating.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the thing is that I think, you know, women are more conditioned to settle down and nurture the nest and everything, you know. And I think in a primitive way, men are just like looking to spread their seed as much as possible, you know, like animals do.
Sure.
But obviously, you know, we're cultured creatures, and we have to comply to certain rules, you know, if we want to fit in society. So I can see where, you know, there would probably be a stigma for women dating a few guys, although it happens all the time.
It does happen all the time, and, you know, it's just because you're dating five guys doesn't mean you're sleeping with five guys. And if you are, who cares? I mean, that's kind of the point. If you're being safe and that's fine for you and it fits your lifestyle, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. But women get shamed for that type of behavior.
By whom?
And when guys find out that you're dating more than just them, you know, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow. And you know, it takes the right kind of guy to date that type of a woman. And, you know, hopefully within that, you know, time frame when you're dating and having a great time, you'll find the right one. You'll find that one and eventually, you know, settle down if that's what you're looking for. But, you know, you just have to take the pressure off of yourself and of the guys.
Right.
You know, and just go with it and enjoy and step outside your comfort zone, date different guys, people that you wouldn't normally go out with, and, You never know. You might end up finding the love of your life that way.
That's true. But you know what? To be fair, I don't think many women could handle a guy dating a few women at the same time either. You know, so I don't think it's one-sided in that way. But so you're saying that the guys look at the women in a bad light, in a negative light, when they date more than one guy. And but I'd be hard pressed to find a woman that would be okay with the guy she's dating seeing other women too.
I mean, we assume they are anyway,
right? I guess so. But you're talking about not having serious relationships. You're just talking about dating, all of them
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you might go out with this guy every few weeks. You know, or, right. You know, you may be dating somebody in another city or, yeah. And I like to be honest, you know, and I really love it when a guy's honest with me. You know, if I meet somebody, you know, I can sort of tell right away if they're a casual dater or if they're looking for something more serious.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that guy's looking for a little more something serious, I know he's not the right guy for me right now.
I see.
You know, that's
okay.
Not what I'm looking for in my life right now. So,
right.
And I think men are the same way in that regard. When they meet a woman and they can tell she's looking for something a little more serious, you know, she's probably not going to be their first phone call.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, but I always appreciate it when a guy tells me, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm just out, you know, I just want to have fun and hang out, you know.
Right.
Rather than, you know, leading a girl on and making her believe that there's a chance for a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, do you think, like, I mean, is it wise to date five people at the same time? I mean, how do you keep track of it?
You know. Well, I mean, five is an extreme number.
Yeah. You mean more like two or three, yeah.
I know,
five, I mean, it would be hard to keep track of all of them, you know?
Yeah.
Of the stories you tell each one.
I would date five guys in Phoenix.
Right.
You know, for me right now, I'm just focused on my career. I've got a lot going on in my life. So,
yeah.
You know, I might go out with a guy, you know, a half a dozen times here and there, and, you know, probably it fizzles out.
Yeah.
You know, and I might have a few people that I'm doing the same thing with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that sounds good. I mean, why not? You know, everybody's liberated today. People are free to do whatever they wish. And so essentially what you're saying is just the timing is important. I mean, the woman and the man have to be at the same place in their lives in order for something like that to happen. In other words, if you both are looking to be with multiple partners, then I guess it's okay. But obviously, if one of you is not ready, and you're saying that sometimes the woman is not ready, and she's the one that wants to date more, and there's a certain stigma to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we get the message.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, for me, I'm in my mid-40s, you know. And so I don't think, you know, I think, and this is a double standard too.
Mm-hmm.
I think for younger girls, it might be a little bit harder, and the guys will be a little bit harsher on the younger girl.
Mm.
You know, if they're out dating around and potentially sleeping with a bunch of people.
Right.
You know, I'm in my mid-40s, and I'm single. I've never been married. I think it's probably expected of me at this point.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but the hell with
expectations. You do what you want to do, you know? Whatever works
exactly.
For you.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go, you know? As long as you're happy and stuff, you know? I don't think it takes it requires marriage for people to be happy, you know. In fact, I think many people are single and are very happy, you know, or maybe divorced. They've seen what a marriage looks like and now they want to be free, you know. So like me, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, everybody,
you know,
check
and marriage out. Isn't for everybody, and that's the other thing. That's a huge trend I think we're going to see grow over the coming years, is, you know, people just not getting married. Period.
Yeah.
And electing to either, you know, have families on their, you know, by themselves or not have children at all. you know, I feel like that's a huge trend that we're going to see coming.
Yeah. And again, you know, I mean, in our society, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, people are driven by other things and not necessarily family. And yeah, and they contribute a lot to society. I mean, think how much energy you're saving from your relationship and to put into your career and everything, you know, so, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Heather Jones, everybody check out the website, heatherjones.com. The book is The Double Standard in Dating. You can find it on the website. You can find her social network links and everything. Find out more about the book. You have dating stories here and your own blog as well. How often do you write your blog? Like occasionally?
I'm posting a blog, you know, every... you know, a few weeks right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just finished up the audio version of my book, so that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Nice.
You can also get the Kindle version online, and so lots of fun stuff coming down the way.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, congratulations on the book and on everything. So, I mean, do you advise people on dating as well, or is it just through the book?
Really, it's through the book right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just trying to get the word out about myself, and doing interviews like this certainly helps further my career. And you can watch me on The List next Wednesday, which I did an interview with them yesterday, so that should be fun. So, yeah, right now I'm just trying to stay focused on getting the book out there.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, congratulations, Heather. Thank you again for calling in, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
bye-bye. Yeah, sounds interesting.
Always.
You know, I mean, it makes sense, you know. I don't think we've spoken about this before, about dating multiple partners and stuff, but it's, it's pretty accepted today.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, you know, if you're not committed, then you try different people, you know, and you don't know who's going to finally end up being the right one, you know. So, so you sample all of them. There's nothing wrong with women doing that. I don't think there's anything wrong.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
Yeah.
I do think we tend to judge ourselves, though, just based on what, you know, the standard is.
Yeah.
So.
What's expected, like she said,
right.
You know. Yeah. I know. I mean, I got married the first time because I was expected to, and I married at 27. I planned to not get married till 30. But, there was pressure from the family, and, it is expected, you know, but it's the wrong reason to get married. I'm telling you right now, for everybody who's listening, don't get married because you're pressured by your family, your friends, your environment, your peers. You got to marry because for only one reason, and that is you want to be with that person for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
There's no other reason to be married. You know, I really don't.
I agree.
Yeah. So that's that, you know. I would imagine in your circles, you guys don't date just one guy, right? I mean, you and your friends and stuff. If you haven't found a relationship or anything, you try different people.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I do. I mean, I think that's also what, like, the word dating means. Like, otherwise it would be called a relationship.
Right.
Dating is, like, open-ended, and you can see whoever you want.
Yeah. That's true.
And, in fact, Lauren and I broke down all the dating apps this week, and, like, which one is best for each personality. So that episode will be coming out in 2 weeks. I believe.
Wow, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, we talk about what's out there.
Sounds interesting.
And why you should be on each one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I actually connected with someone for the first time on Hinge. I hope she'll still keep her attention with me. And because sometimes the answers are not very long, you know. But I guess you figure if they respond to you a few times, they might be interested, right?
I honestly don't
know. Just to
be
polite.
Here's the thing. Like, I mean, I notice with me, I could be interested in talking to somebody, but then I get busy. And then if I am not texting with them and I'm only talking to them through the app, sometimes I just forget to go back to the app.
Yeah, no, I know.
And it has nothing to do with the person because I might be interested in them, but whatever else I'm doing is more important at the time.
Right.
So I probably haven't logged on to any of those apps in days.
Right. But I don't mean if they don't respond for a while. I just mean if they respond at all, they might be interested. You know?
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't imagine them responding a few times if just to be nice to you and not to hurt
your feelings.
No, well,
they shouldn't match with you if they're not interested.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but if she answers back a few times, she's probably interested.
Probably.
Yeah. And I wrote to her. I said, we seem to have a lot in common. We'll probably have a lot to talk about. She says, yeah, we probably will. I said, interesting. So,
but then what?
That's where it stayed right now. So we'll see. I think I asked her something like, oh, no, she's got a business. I got a business. So it's pretty cool, you know.
But then what happens?
We'll see. So I don't know.
Are you going to ask her out?
Oh, well, we'll have to go to the phone first, right? I mean, you want to chat on the phone first? Wouldn't you do that before you
went on a date? No, I went out with somebody without that. We were texting. We went from the app to texting a bit to making plans.
Yeah, texting is, but you got to get off the app.
Yeah, you know, getting off the app is key. I've had a lot of guys like write me from the app and say, okay, so can I take you out to drinks next week? So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. Like, get to it.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So that's what I'll do. But yeah, texting usually works well. And but yeah, I'm not a big phone person, but I think many women expect to talk to you on the phone. They sort of want to connect or something. So I don't have a problem
with
that.
Well, I think it's also like safer. So you know on the other end, like there's a voice to the pictures.
Right.
And
you can tell a lot by the voice and also by... just by talking to them, you know. It's not the same as texting, obviously.
Right.
And texting is not for long conversations either.
No,
you know, some people
not.
Carry on really long conversations. Like my son, for example, he hates to get on the phone, you know. So we have conversations like really long text conversations.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you know. I mean, the conversations are not long. The texts are long.
And I think that is fine when you don't have other things to do. But, like, you are always working. And, like, I'm working a lot. So, like, having a text conversation for me doesn't work. And then people think, like, oh, she's not interested. Or, no, I'm not interested in texting is what I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, I might be interested in.
Yeah.
But you refuse to stop texting me. So now I have less interest in you because you're annoying my phone.
Wow.
Like, I reserve texting for logistics and group chats with friends.
Yeah.
Because we all group chat. If you count how many group chats Lauren and I are on together, it's like five.
Really?
Between us and our intern, us and each other, us and one group of friends, us and another group of friends. We're on collectively five group chats.
Wow.
So now if I have to communicate with all those friends, dating people, I can't filter them in.
Right.
Family, I save for the phone or like quick logistics. But like I can't then add dating app people. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is. It is too much.
Plus then sending emails and like working on your phone. It's like I can't. I can't have actual relationships on my phone.
Right. It just should help you set up the relationship. I mean, not the relationship. The date.
Plans. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. So I better move on.
And long texts. When someone sends a long text, I look at it and I want to throw my phone.
Yeah.
Send short texts.
Right.
Then that also makes it for conversation. Because if I see a long text, I'm like, oh my God, I have to save time to respond to this person. I've got to actually think through what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. I'm like, short text. Hey, how's your day? Good. How's yours? Great.
Right.
Blah. And back and forth.
Right. But what if they ask you something else? Like, so how was your date last night? What are you going to say? Good? Or maybe you'll write a little bit about it.
Wait, why would a guy ask me about my
date? Not a guy, a friend.
No, I'm not talking about them.
Oh, you're talking about just guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if they write me like a long, belabored text, I will likely take a long time to write back.
Okay, but if a friend writes a long text, that's fine.
Well, actually, my friends don't really write long texts.
Okay, cool.
Like, they do banter, like, quick, like, back and forth.
Right.
And also, if you don't write back right away, they're not going to be like, oh, she doesn't like me.
Right. No, people have to understand,
right.
You know, the text ethics and or not ethics. What's the...
Etiquette.
Etiquette,
didn't
thank
I
you.
Tell you the other day, like, some guy from one of the dating apps wrote me, like, a couple of different things. We had moved it to text. He wrote me a couple of different things. And I was getting my hair done and hanging out with a girlfriend while I was getting my hair done.
Right.
So I didn't write back to him. Before I could even write back to him, he already wrote me saying, like, oh, well, I guess not then. Thanks for starting off my birthday badly. And I'm like,
wow, where did that come from?
I don't know. And I was like, wow. Are you insane?
Yeah.
It was maybe 35 minutes to an hour that I didn't write back.
Yeah, no, I mean, some people, and I'm the same way. If I'm like in a text conversation with someone, I will do things while you're doing that, you know? Yeah. So it's like suddenly you're in the car, suddenly you're in the store.
Life happens. You're not just sitting waiting for people to respond
exactly.
to you all
That's
day.
The point of text. So you don't have to be there right. constantly.
Yeah, no, he freaked out on me. And then I was like, I didn't mean to offend you, but I'm doing things in my... I actually already told you where I was and what I was doing. So the fact that I didn't write you back should have been explainable, like right. understandable. And he was like, well, sorry, it's clearly something I'm sensitive about.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to date you then if you're that sensitive, you crazy person. So I wrote him saying like, okay, well, that's cool, but I don't think that we're probably meant to be.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, your loss, definitely your loss.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, what a child. Mm-hmm. You like in one text conversation, I got everything I needed to know about this person.
About this guy, yeah.
He completely turned me off. There was no recovery from that.
Wow. Yeah. There you go, you see? But maybe if you... maybe if you guys had talked, had you met before?
No.
No, okay. So that's really going out of his boundaries there.
I mean, it's like a crazy drunk girl.
Yeah.
He was that, but during the day. Bananas. I'm like, I can't even give you more time. So wow. I blocked him.
Yeah. Oh. Well, guys come in all kinds of forms, I guess.
And so do girls. Everybody's sensitive in their own way, but like I think people need to get it together. If you want to go out and start dating, you need to at least have patience. You need to not be crazy. Go to therapy before you start dating.
Yeah.
Because that guy needs it. Because if one of his issues is like he's sensitive to people and their responses to him, or like feeling rejected or locking plans down, he needs to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, on his birthday, you're the last one he should expect anything from because you haven't yet.
Me not texting him back shouldn't ruin his birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, my God.
That was just absurd.
That's really ridiculous.
Like, I feel bad. Like, he needs to put his big boy pants on and get a grip.
Yeah. How old was he, do you know?
Like 31 or 32.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. This is why dating apps and dating in general to me is exhausting. Like, I would like to just find my one person and me and that person be together.
Right.
And save all this trouble.
Yeah. It's a simple wish, but very hard to do. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be open to everything, you know. I mean, I don't think really meeting people at bars is a great alternative either. You know, you got to meet them at where they're at their best, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's difficult. But when you talk to a lot of people, I mean, the way they met is sometimes just coincidental, you know? I mean, it's not like they planned anything.
Well, yeah, and that's why...
You know, you see somebody at a restaurant or something.
Exactly. I mean, I still assume it could happen anywhere, so right. I'm open to that. It would right. be ideal for me if I met somebody in person right. versus online.
Right.
Just because I clearly have zero patience as far as, like, texting goes. Yeah. So I'm not going to necessarily be my funniest self or my most charming over text, because to right. me, I'm like, I don't want to text.
Yeah.
As a like a policy, I just don't want to text. So like if that's how you're judging me, I'm probably not going to be the best.
Right. Okay, so you don't want to text. Will you talk on the phone then?
Yeah.
Okay, so you will.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you have an alternative. I mean,
yeah, totally.
Do you let the guy know though? I mean,
no.
Okay. I mean, see, that's the thing. I mean,
it's not come.
He
up.
May not know that. You
right.
know. I mean,
of course.
I've had women say before, "Yeah, let's talk on the phone or something," you know, or before we meet or something. And I'm like, totally, I understand.
Well,
this.
I'll tell people like if they're like, "Hello, where did you go?" I'll be like, "I'm honestly terrible at texting."
Right. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. But at least let them know. You know,
I do sometimes.
Give them a chance.
But they don't also then figure out, and I don't say, like, then call me. But then I also don't want to talk to every single person I match with on the phone.
No. But the ones you're interested in.
I know, but it's hard to even know if I'm interested in them because I don't have enough time to, like, dedicate to texting with them. And it's like that's why for me and where I'm at right now, meeting in person would be the best.
Yeah.
But then where do I meet them? In yoga? You can't talk in yoga. And then, well, if anybody wants to meet me, I'll be at LACMA today. I'll set up a meeting booth or something if you want to come meet me.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you'll have to speak over the jazz.
Yeah.
But listen, you come up to me with wine and conversation, I'll never turn you away.
There you go. You see, there's a key to Jen's heart.
Yeah.
You guys should make a note of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And what I learned from my guy friend over the weekend and his what he learned from the game and all that stuff was that the key is to talk to the group. Don't come up and just talk right. to one girl. Talk to the group. Because right. then she feels disarmed and she doesn't feel like she's being cornered or taken away from her friends. And like, it's not that awkward. If you're like, if you come up and you're like, hey, what do you think about that music? Or he was giving an example. He's like, okay, guys, so my friend over there is like trying to talk to a girl. What do you think the best opening line is? So you like almost disarm all the girls and yeah. they want to talk to you because they want to help.
Yeah, but how many guys are going to walk up alone to a group?
The ones
you
that
know what I'm saying?
Pull it together and have confidence.
Okay.
Because also then if you talk to the group, no one's going to reject you because the group is talking to you.
Right, but it's kind of...
But then you zone in on who's more interested in you, too.
But look, they're having a conversation and you suddenly come out of nowhere and you say, blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't sound right. They might look at you and say, who is this guy?
They might.
You know, why is he like interfering with our conversation?
Well, you can also tell if it's a quiet place and those girls are having a very serious conversation. You can sort of hear what they're talking about.
Right.
Also, like part of the book, I think they say to like kind of eavesdrop and drop in on like whatever they're talking about that you can also talk to them about.
Right.
I mean, don't be an interloper, but like...
Yeah. Look, I mean, I can see that in a restaurant if you see in a group and then you just walk up to them and you say something,
right.
you know? But what I'm imagining is a club or something or a bar where there's a few women there and they're all busy with conversation and you're this one guy alone there going to barge in on the conversation. I don't see that it's going to get you anywhere. Maybe I should read the book, but the book's not for everybody. I've read part of it. I mean, I know of it.
Right.
And I've read samples from it. But it's not for everybody. You got to have a certain personality for that, you know. And so I read a lot of reviews of people saying, you know, this is, it's manipulative, it's this, it's that. But, right.
But unless you read it, I think you probably won't know it's not right or right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are elements of it because I've heard good things from a lot of people about certain parts of it
right.
that have helped them. So why not?
No, that's true. But I think I'd rather go with a guy that's already done this or something or, you know, and he would tell you what you're doing wrong or something, you know, so he goes with you like a wingman.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know, but the bottom line is don't go to places alone, man. It just doesn't look right.
No, and that's the thing too. Like if you're a guy with a group of guys out.
Right, that's different.
No, and you can walk up to that group of girls and say, "Listen, my friends over there are talking about this. What do you think?"
Right.
And you have them like weigh in on something because all girls like to talk.
Right.
They want you to hear us. They want to engage in conversation that actually matters and not like stupid chit chat of like, "Hi, do you come here often?" Yeah, and I want to kill you.
Yeah.
So walk away. No, it's like if you have something real to bring to the table that like they can offer their opinion because we all have some, you know. And then to know that you've got a group of friends over there, like, that we can then meet, that's great. That's, you know, impetus enough for us to talk to you.
There you go. It's a full-time job dating, folks.
It is.
You got to really research this. All right. Well, so Taylor Swift says she's fine with not being overtly sexy. Now, what she's saying is that people say she's got like a squeaky clean image, and thus she says that, you know, that's a way of people saying I'm just not generally a sexy person, and it's fine, I've accepted it, I'm a lot of things, overtly sexy is not one of them. And the thing is that, what is she talking about? She's not sexy? I don't see a squeaky clean image. I mean, just because she's not... get into drugs like Lindsay Lohan or something.
No, that's not why.
You know, that's not... I think what makes you sexy is your attitude, your look. I think she's very sexy. There's nothing wrong with her at all.
Well, that's good. And a lot of people find her to be very unsexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a virgin. She sings sort of like kiddie type of songs. And like she... is not a good dancer.
Well, but she is young, Jen, right? How old is she?
I don't know.
22, maybe?
No, she's older than that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no. She's like, very tall and skinny and, like, kind of awkward. She's, like, lanky. So that's, you know, a lot of people find her people think she's pretty, but a lot of people find her unsexy.
Yeah. That's what I heard about, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. People are saying, you know, I think she's very sexy and cute, but people are saying, no, she's not really sexy. You know, maybe she's pretty and cute, but she's not sexy. I'm like, so what makes a person sexy? You know, I mean, I don't understand. You know, the way they dress, the way they come across, I don't know. You know, I don't think you have to be like, you know, barely dressed and stuff to be considered sexy.
Right.
As a woman, you know.
I didn't know that people thought that about Jennifer Lawrence.
I've heard that before. Mm. Yeah, because I like her. I think she's very attractive. And a couple people told me, yeah, you know, but she's not all that type of thing. So I don't know. It depends. I guess I also found out the other day that Keira Knightley is married, right? I didn't realize that. Did you know she got married?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew she had a boyfriend or something. But.
Yeah. So I think she's married now. I mean, that's what I was reading.
Was she married to Hugh Dancy?
Did I make that up? Familiar. I don't know. I don't know. But we'll find out for next time.
Yep. Well, good for her on her nuptials.
Yeah. I know. Okay, we talked about the Muhammad thing. Now, check this out. I mean, if this is not like... provocative, I don't know what is. Apparently Flickr now has auto tags on pictures, so you load up a picture and it'll tell you what it is. Like they said, if you put a picture of the Big Ben, for example, it'll be or the same, the London Tower Bridge, which is right there, it was automatically labeled architecture, outdoor, city, and skyline, which
wow.
makes sense, right? But the algorithm is not perfect. So a picture of a concentration camp was tagged as sport and jungle gym.
Yikes.
Yeah. But you think that's bad? Listen to this one. Flickr has been tagging some images of people as ape and animal. I mean, come on. You know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty offensive, obviously, to some people.
What is the sense in tagging? Why is it happening?
Probably so you can find pictures based on tagging without people having to tag them.
Interesting.
Know? Yeah.
Well, Google now has like an iPhoto. I mean, not iPhoto. What is it? Photo Stream or whatever like Mac does. But it's free. You don't have to pay for it. And it will catalog your pictures, so you can label them and then you can search for them easier, and it's like a better system.
Nice.
Apparently. And yeah. It's free.
Yeah.
So maybe skip Flickr.
Yeah.
And use Google.
Yeah, exactly. Forget Flickr, man. I mean, that's like that's pretty bad. I never used it anyway. I don't know about people, but
I have a cousin that uses it. He's like the only person.
So what is it? Like you put pictures together so you can share with other people,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like Facebook and stuff.
No.
So here you have to send invitations or something.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. But they're saying this white woman wearing face paint was labeled as ape. My God. Oh, wow. It's pretty bad.
That is.
So they fixed some of the things, but I guess the concentration camp thing is still on. Now, it's not like it didn't recognize it. It recognized it as Dachau concentration camp, but then it also added sport, jungle gym, and things like that. So.
Yeah, they should probably resolve that quick.
I know. All right. Well, any final words before we leave?
No, just to have a great weekend.
Yeah, I guess weekend is it. After a short week, long weekend, short week, and now we have a regular weekend. So that's fine, I guess. And we'll go with that. You know, hopefully we'll have some stories to tell on Monday.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
You're listening. listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.